And I think that's it. Hello, Roman.
Hello, Dominic. So this is the Pepperoni Podcast. What episode is this?
It's episode 2. We need an intro. So,
do you have an intro? Did you make one?
No. Did you?
No, I didn't. Did you tell me to?
Did you get the email? Oh, and I sent you the email.
My assistant might have told her to.
The fuck are you talking about? You got no assistant.
Yes, I do. I have an assistant, Dominic. Don't be insensitive. I'm a professional man.
That's ridiculous.
I have a secretary.
Okay, wait. Is that the same as the assistant?
A manager. I have a
producer. Are you a pop star? A
producer.
Okay, what do they produce, though?
Me.
Live in front of a studio audience, a brand new podcast from Domingo Pepperoni and Raymond Noodles, the Pepperoni Podcast!
Hi everyone, welcome to the Pepperoni Podcast. I'm Domingo Pepperoni.
And I'm Raymond Noodles. And I think I should be able to introduce myself, actually, if I'm part of the podcast.
Okay, fine. Fine, do what you want, Roman.
No, okay, well, do you want to introduce me? Do you really want to do that?
No, you killed it. You killed it.
I Roman. Killed it, really.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm Raymond Noodles. That's Domingo Pepperoni.
Oh, fuck off.
My co-host, Domingo Pepperoni.
I am not a co-host. I'm the host.
And this is...
My name is in the title.
This is the Pepperoni Podcast.
Jesus Christ.
Or the Raymond, they're interchangeable. The Raymond Podcast, Pepperoni Podcast, you
I am. I have a little bit of a disagreement with that.
Disagreement.
No, I disagree with that statement.
Okay. Well, I think it takes three types of people to make a podcast.
Okay.
One, you have to be devoted. Mm-hmm. You have to know what's going on in current issues. You have to be able to emotionally deal with them. The second is you have to be funny. You have to know your way around a joke. Like, for example, knock, knock. What's so funny?
Nothing.
Okay, let me use a different example.
That was a good joke.
Let me use a different example. So, I walked by the fish market. I didn't say the punchline yet. That wasn't the punchline.
Roman, you know your way around a joke. You know, and so do I. I also know
you do?
My way around a joke. Yeah. I know every joke.
All right. Can you tell me one?
All right. I got one. So, two crocodiles.
Was that the punchline?
Okay,
I don't think you know how. I don't really think you know how a joke is structured.
Okay, no. Okay, I remember it.
No, okay, listen.
No, I got it.
Can we just skip this? Because you have no idea.
No.
What even a basis of comedy is. We could just go past. It's fine. It's fine.
Oh my god. Oh, I cracked myself up.
All right.
This is why I'm a podcast host, Roman. You don't know your way around a joke.
So, what's going on in Israel? That sounds like a pretty serious thing that's happening right now. And
I am, I just noticed that I could tie my string around my face. I kind of look like a wrestler.
Dominic, this is a podcast.
You know,
we're supposed to be talking about serious issues.
Do you know about El Chapo? Like, do you know the wrestler El Chapo?
Yes. Wait, what?
The wrestler El Chapo.
Wrestler El Chapo? No.
Oh, he's not a wrestler.
He's not a wrestler.
Picasso. He's not a wrestler.
No, that's a painter. That's a...
Okay, fine. You want to talk about painters? Let's go painters.
Yeah, painters.
Vince Vaughn.
I really think that the impressionism of Picasso was very impressive for the time, especially with the period
Roman,
of art
what the fuck
beforehand.
Are you talking about?
talking about
what's art. An impressionism of art, Roman?
Impressionism. It's
no, actually, answer this.
Impressionism is a form of art. So how it came to be was before there was this academy of art, and they would only accept one manner of painting, and that would be the most realistic way of painting. So you would basically paint from life, and anything that wasn't this was not accepted, and it was deemed unreliable, and nobody would buy it, and you would mm-hmm. be a bad artist.
Yes.
Now, somebody tried to defy these rules, and they painted one of the first Impressionist works, which was a bay, and when it was critiqued, it was called the impression of a painting. Now, they used this insult to create a new style of medium, a new style of painting that was actually very revolutionary for the time uh-huh. and paved the way for many artists to come, such as Leonardo da Vinci,
right.
Picasso, who else? Vincent van Gogh, who's a big...
big impression. All these artists are actually very interesting because they actually kind of remind me back to my own art skills, because I would consider myself an artist. I was in math class today, and it was it was H period. It was about the end of the day. I was feeling a little tired, so my assignment was to create notes for the math work that was on the board, similar to that of Leonardo da Vinci. And
do you believe in aliens, Picasso. Dominic?
I'm not finished. I was taking the notes, and
I
started doodling.
I don't really care.
Like, I started doodling dicks.
I don't really.
In my notebook,
this doesn't matter to
and
me.
And this actually so kind of reminds me about of aliens? Impressionism.
Do you know about aliens?
Yeah.
What do you think of them?
I don't necessarily believe in them. No.
You don't believe in aliens?
No.
How do you know that I'm not an alien right now?
Fuck, man.
What? I'm just saying, like, I'm not an alien. I'm just saying, okay, how do you know that I'm not an alien? Maybe I'm an alien.
That's a good question. I guess from context clues, you don't look.
I don't look like an alien. No.
Human. You act the exact same
I do,
as another human.
Don't I? But if I am an intelligent life form, maybe one more intelligent than Earth,
mm-hmm.
and I have access to multiple. Like higher technologies,
right?
Then maybe I could transform myself.
Okay.
Into.
All right, Mr. Smarty Pants. I guess you're a fucking alien. What do you want me to tell you? Oh no! No! I'm sorry for the break in our podcast.
The coffee machine broke.
Yeah. That's what happened.
So, what do you think about Arnold Schwarzenegger?
If I remember correctly, if my memory serves me right,
mm-hmm.
there was something a little similar to Arnold Schwarzenegger presented in our last podcast.
What are you talking about?
Roman,
what?
If my memory serves me right, when we were working with that mm-hmm. company that dropped us, unfortunately. ABS. Do you remember ABS?
Oh, ABS, yeah, I remember.
Yeah, they only
horrible deals.
One. Yeah, I know.
Horrible deals.
Thankfully, we got
awful.
A new one. NBS is a lot better.
Wait, NBS?
Yeah, NBS.
How much did they pay us?
Oh, they pay us in peanuts. Like in literal peanuts.
That's a lot better than our last deal.
I mean, yes, but wow. I really, really like peanuts. So, like, what I'll do is that I'll present the episode, and then they start clapping, and the
All right,
CEO...
Wait. How many peanuts do I get? How many peanuts are there?
Depends
and how
many there's, like, in the bag and how hungry we are. So, like, we'll both walk in there,
yeah.
and we'll be like, we did the episode. We have to talk like this. We did the episode.
Why do we have to
and
talk like that?
The CEO will come up to us.
Wait. Hold on.
Good boys.
Hold on. Why?
Here's
why?
Your treat. You're going to wag it, and then we'll be on our knees, like tongue
out. I don't like the
dog.
Sound of that.
Like,
I don't. Dominic.
And then we're going to actually toss it, and then we're going to jump up in the air, kind of like, you know, you've been to SeaWorld. Like where the whales jump up and grab the fish.
And you're
like,
okay with this? You're just going to do that?
Yes.
How do you know? How do you know about this? How do you know about like what's going
to
happen?
Because I agreed to this.
You
the options were $1 million contract settlement fee or...
What?
the peanuts. And I love peanuts. So...
You could have bought billions of peanuts with the $1 million.
That would have been a hard decision, though. Because there's a lot of obstacles between the store and the paycheck. So I may have been distracted from the peanuts. So,
Dominic.
What's
Dominic. Up? Are they salted?
Of course they're salted.
Okay. Oh, I got worried there for a second. Jesus Christ.
Actually, I don't know. I gotta talk with the manager.
So you didn't iron out the contract is what you're telling me. You did not specify the salted peanuts.
I mean, yeah, I wrote the contract. Because they commissioned me to write it. So I got out my best crayon. I got the paper on the table. And I got jotting away at that contract. And I said, you know, give me peanuts every day.
So you chose the peanuts?
Yes. And then, of course, they added a couple of addendums while they were, like, you know, they were doing some laughing in the back, writing some new things to the contract. I was okay with it because I thought it'd be more fun.
But do I have to do this also? Yes. Can
this is like a two-person thing.
Can you go in, do it, and then you come back Roman, with the peanuts?
I did you a favor here. I forged your signature.
Oh, my God.
So you'll
oh
be...
Oh, my God.
I actually forged your signature on the front and center part. So you'll actually go in first. Like, they'll put a spotlight on you while they...
What? Is there an audience? Is there an audience to this?
I didn't iron that part out.
What do you mean? I'm very uncomfortable with panting like a dog. I have very awful memories of doing that.
Do you have asthma?
No. I had a dog.
Did the dog have asthma?
No. The dog was really mean.
So, did your family have asthma?
No. I just don't like dogs.
Do you also not like asthma?
Asthma never really did anything to me. So, I'm cool with asthma. What about
you?
So, you're
cool with asthma?
Yeah. What's up with you and asthma?
I didn't know what asthma was. That's why I kept saying it, to try to see if you would tell me what it is.
This is such a funny predicament. Wow. It's like this big weight. I also don't know what asthma is.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. Whoa. Okay. I thought we were on two completely different pages. I'm so glad.
God.
Because, wow. Okay. That's great. Okay.
Like a round of applause.
Yeah, I like how we could just be transparent with each other.
Yeah, you know what? I'm
completely honest. Did you know that I am the most wealthy man on the planet?
No way.
Yeah.
Actually?
There are four helicopters on this roof right now. All mine.
Could I have one of them? I'll pay you in peanuts.
All right. How many peanuts are we talking?
74.
Holy shit. How do you have that many peanuts?
Well, Roman,
I've been looking for peanuts for my whole life, and I have not even found five.
Listen, the key is when you're writing the contract for your podcast.
Did you add a zero? Wait, no. After, did you tell them to look away and then you added a zero?
No. No, I did that for the last, I did that for the last company.
Oh.
But NBS was very kind to that. So, you know how it is.
No, I don't know. What are you saying?
You know,
it's funny. Peanuts are actually my second favorite type of
You ever say peanuts nuts. Too fast so that it ends up kind of sounding like, you know.
Sounding like what?
Yeah. I can't say it on the podcast.
You can't? What? Is that part of our deal?
No.
Peanuts?
No, it's
peanuts,
just against my
peanuts,
moral.
Peanuts.
Roman, this is too comical of a situation. Oh my God, he's saying the P word.
Oh, that's what... Oh,
I cannot believe this.
That's unethical.
Hey, Roman, say the alphabet for me.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q.
You said P.
I'm getting... This is the worst fucking...
No, sit down.
Shit, ever.
No. Sit down. Like, sit down. You're not getting your peanuts.
Take your peanuts, Dominic.
Oh, my God.
Take your peanuts.
Oh, my God. Anyways. You see, this is why it's the pepperoni podcast.
Wait. On one condition.
Hmm? What's the condition? You know what? Fine, Roman. Your conditions will be met. Go forward and speak on to the podcast.
You did the job.
How has it gotten worse? How has it gotten that much worse?
Worse?
Yeah, Roman.
No, I've been studying. I've been watching Terminator.
No peanuts for you. What was that? Oh my god.
You did the job.
You know what those coffee cups say?
What? What's up?
You know, it says currently caffeinated.
Really?
I feel like I know a person who'd say that.
Who would say that?
Like, they've been drinking their coffee and they're like, I'm currently caffeinating.
Who would say that?
A teacher. But, like, an English teacher. Do you know who I'm talking about? You know the kind of person?
The kind of person to say currently caffeinating. I've never met that type of person.
Well, not that. Not to say it, but to have it, like, on a coffee mug.
Yeah. Well, for starters, the person who owns this coffee mug.
Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying, though, right? You can give off some personality traits based solely on the fact that they bought this mug.
I think that that's a little bit ignorant. Because there are a lot of factors that go into why someone might do something. Just judging them based off of one of their opinions or maybe one of their prejudices, it's not a very wise thing to do. There's a lot of things that go into a decision.
Oh my god.
I'm just saying that, like,
oh my god,
one opinion isn't enough to devalue someone's entire character.
I never said to devalue them.
But I never...
There's no devaluing here.
I'm saying
you probably know a person who would own the currently caffeinating mug, and you could say a lot of things about them solely from this mug purchase. I am not saying...
Like what?
...that this is a negative
like what?
Trait. Okay, a positive trait. They are very organized. They would most likely be very organized.
Really?
If they willingly chose the currently caffeinating mug. You know?
Organized.
Yeah, I'd say they're organized because they specifically chose out this specific mug, and they have their own preferences, their own tastes.
Their own mug preferences?
Yeah, and that means that they're organized. Another positive trait. They probably have really big tits. I'd consider that a very good thing.
Very positive trait.
Yeah.
Yes,
I agree with you. That's something that
I wasn't exactly eye to eye with your opinion, but right now, as I'm thinking about it, I can agree with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
100%.
That is good. We came to an agreement on this podcast.
This is the start of something. Mm-hmm. We are going places. This is a beautiful chemistry.
Where are we going, Roman?
We are going to get our peanuts. All 74 of them.
Yeah. Who said we're stopping at 74? So many peanuts. We're going to explode. We're going to be like Dumbo.
I was just about to say, we were like thinking about Dumbo because of the elephant with the peanuts.
Oh my god.
Did Dumbo eat the peanuts?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, he did eat peanuts. If you remember Magic Kingdom. Hey, let's talk about Disney World.
I like Disney World.
We went there.
We went there recently. Quite a bit, yeah.
Yeah. What would you say is your favorite ride there?
Favorite ride at Disney World is probably the Hulk. Because yeah, it goes, like, super fast and...
Roman.
Yeah.
I don't know how to tell you this.
What?
I love the Hulk. I love that it goes super fast.
Uh-huh.
I love the roughness of the
it's
Hulk.
Like, woo!
It blasts you off. It goes... Yeah, I like how it blasts you off. Mm-hmm. I like the speed, the efficiency of the Hulk, but... The
velocity.
Yeah, that perfect...
Speed, efficiency, philosophy.
Right. I like philosophy. The room. I like the room that the Hulk is in. A very nice room.
Your nose is like the Hulk when I get it in bulk.
Okay.
Don't come at me with that mulk.
Oh.
Don't come at me and sulk.
Okay, Roman.
I'll go over and
Roman,
I'll kill you.
Roman,
I'll put my penis
stop
in your
the
butt.
No, okay. I'm sorry, what?
And when you say stop, I won't cut.
Well, hold on. What did you just say to me?
I'll jizz on your behind.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
And you'll suck on these rhymes.
No, hey, stop the bars.
What
made you choose that lyric? What was that about?
I was just going with the flow.
Going with the flow?
Yeah, that's how it works.
What was that?
Do you want me to teach you how to freestyle?
I'm very efficient. Horrible freestyling.
Horrible? What?
What are you talking about? What does it mean to mulk?
To mulk? You don't know what mulk means?
No. What's a mulk?
I'm sure. Yeah, pull up Google. I'm sure it means something.
Get the dictionary
out. I'm sure it means something.
Okay, what does it mean? Take your time.
I'm searching. I know it means something. I would not have used it if mulk did not mean something.
Roman, did you get water from upstairs or was that just me?
That was just you.
Okay, good. I don't get it. I don't get it.
Hold on. It's a 2018 drama.
In the meantime, while Roman's looking up mulk, which you will not find it.
It's a 2018 mulk Wikipedia. It's a Semitic term translating to king. So you were wrong.
That's just a lie.
That's not a lie.
Oh my god! Forget it. I didn't even ask.
Look at your hair. No, your hair is something I can't even bear.
Roman, this isn't a rap studio.
I hate you, because then I have to stare at your ugly face.
This man's getting no peanuts.
Okay, wait.
I'm not giving him a single one. Are you still rhyming? Stop rapping?
What's up?
Okay. Well, let's get back to the topic at hand. So, that thing in, was it Pakistan?
Pakistan?
Yeah, that place is pretty fucked up.
Right? Pakistan? You mean the one with the one in Asia, the Asian country state?
No.
City?
No.
Continent,
yeah, almost
country,
there. Yes.
Country, the Asian yeah. Country.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. Why isn't the Middle East its own continent?
I thought that Asian people were yellow.
don't say that.
What?
They're not.
But
oh my god! Don't.
Pakistan people aren't.
They don't look Pakistan Asian. Pakistan people. What?
They don't look Chinese.
Oh my god. You know, Roman, I don't think the Middle East should be part of Asia. I think Middle East should be its own continent.
But
right?
Is it in Asia?
Yeah.
So why aren't they Chinese?
Roman,
they're right next to each other.
Roman, not all of Asia is Chinese.
But then there's China, and then there's
okay.
Asia
is more no. No, that's a continent.
But there's China.
No, China's in Asia.
All right. But there's China.
Okay, let me put you on a point of reference. You understand. You know the United States of America?
Yeah, yeah. I can name all 50 states.
Me too. Mm-hmm. I love America.
Me too.
Good old Star
Spangled
Banner.
Alabama.
Nebraska. Yeah. Good old red, white, and blue, yeah. Stars and Stripes,
California,
baby.
California, New York. Let's go. Iowa.
No. Home of the brave. Okay, so, you know.
Pledge of allegiance, you know, to the flag of the United States of America. Let's stand up for this.
Stand up, please. To the republic for which it stands,
one nation, under God, individual, with liberty and justice for all.
God bless America.
Woohoo, America, yeah. All
right, as you were saying.
Okay, so you know how there's states in America?
Yeah.
Now back out in Yellow Continent.
In Chinese place?
Yeah, the Oriental area.
Oriental, yeah.
There's the Yellow Country there, China.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in Asia, like a big continent.
Oh, it's in Asia. I thought that Asia...
Yeah, like China's more like a state.
I thought that Asia. China was like the whole thing.
No. Nope. Turns out there's more. I didn't know that till last week, but...
Oh. Yeah. I heard a lot about this North Korea thing. So is that, like, in competition with China?
Yeah, they're right next to us. Dude, they're like right next door and they're trying to bomb us.
Wow.
So we gotta send, in my humble opinion, we gotta send some troops over there and fuck their shit
up. Why can't we just bomb them?
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, if we okay, theoretically, we throw a bomb at them.
Okay.
They are gone. They're literally dead. Not coming back. No North Korean left to even start a war.
Right.
So why don't we just send bombs now?
Yes.
And as fast as many bombs as possible.
Of course.
So when they all hit, they just blows up. And we plan to
just kill everyone.
Just kill every corner of the Koreans.
Maybe
north, south, mid.
I mean, does it matter?
It doesn't really matter.
That's not America.
So we just do everything. We just blow it all up so they don't have a chance to strike back.
Yeah, me too. I agree. Just fuck them up.
And then the great country
that's
of God.
Yes.
Is the
God's nation.
Remaining country.
And a home.
I pledge of allegiance to. Okay, we.
Oh, say, can't you see? No, wait, it's not important.
It's not. It's
gonna do the Pledge of Allegiance again,
I'm a patriot.
But only like the God
I'm
part.
A patriot. I am a god. Hurry up with my damn massage. It's French ass restaurant.
In that French ass restaurant.
That
hurry up with my
damn croissants.
I am a god.
God. God.
Okay, we took a little bit of a break on the
God.
Took a little bit of a break on the
God.
Podcast. We're both in line to you. And he's doing the screaming part of I Am a God. Wait. Yeah, there he goes.
Okay. Kanye is a genius.
I agree. Can we talk about Kanye?
We can talk about Kanye.
Favorite artist.
All day.
Favorite artist other than like Cake, but that's like a rock band that doesn't count.
Yeah.
Best artist all time. Kanye Omari West.
Okay.
Album after album of banger.
Honestly.
Except for Jesus is King.
Honestly, Jesus is King did not set well with
me. No, that one was a weird.
And I think that My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy is substantially, it's a good album, but mm-hmm. I think he just put way too many features in. I think he tried to make it appealing to everybody and made it some songs a little like.
No.
No, it doesn't exactly feel like Kanye fully.
I strongly disagree. Because even when they put all those features
in. There's some tracks in there. There's some bangers.
Listen. Yeah. Even when he puts all those features in, he's got like Nicki.
Yeah, he's
Minaj,
got Nicki, right. That's,
Jay-Z on most of the tracks.
Jay-Z was pretty good.
Jay-Z was in it because they're like tight.
Right.
Kanye and
Jay-Z
are
and
tight.
Kanye. You got Machine Gun Kelly and.
What song was that?
Pete Davidson.
Okay, I know Pete Davidson.
Tyler, ASAP Rocky.
Well, yeah.
The classic duos, you know?
Right. And when they got Weird Al in there, that was a little weird. That was a little strange.
Weird Al?
Yeah, remember Weird Al?
Don't remember the feature.
Yes, Weird Al was on there.
Wow.
Anyway, the best part of My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy is probably the features. Because even though his ego is so big, he's got to have other people come on just to call him awesome. For example, one of the best songs ever made. Devil in a New Dress.
Oh.
When Kanye's done with his verse, detailing the night in which he had sex with the devil. He has
badass, by the way. He did it before, well, what's his name? Lil Nas X.
He did.
He did it before Lil Nas X.
There was no lap dance, but that doesn't matter.
We could presume there was a lap dance. Maybe a little. A little bit of sexual tension, maybe some foreplay.
I am to debate that.
Maybe some foreplay.
Because
who knows how he makes love to. We don't exactly
know.
Okay,
that's true.
We know that he prefers his buttholes bleached. We do.
We understand that. And actually, does he prefer it? Because he did express disdain in the fact that the bleach came out of the asshole and he felt a little guilty.
Yeah.
That it spilled on his t-shirt. So it's really up to interpretation. But probably. But as I was saying, the feature on Devil in a New Dress at the end, when Rick Ross comes in and starts rapping, it is legitimately beautiful. I think Rick Ross, maybe he was a lot more popular back in the day, but as of 2020, I think he's underrated. I think he's a really good rapper.
I can't stop thinking about those peanuts.
Really?
I'm just sitting here.
I can, because you got me thinking about Kanye.
And I'm just thinking about the peanuts, because
You know what I'm thinking about? Thinking about my penis. And your mom.
Dominic, you keep talking like that, you about to get hit by a peen bus.
Oh, that doesn't even make sense. What's a peen bus?
I'm gonna cut you with a knife with peen rust.
What? Dude.
And you're gonna have to learn some peen trust.
Oh my god.
And then I'm gonna take that Dunder Mifflin shirt.
Okay.
And then I'm gonna blurt all these rhymes.
And then,
then I'm gonna make you into Kurt the way that your brain's gonna be spilled on the wall. It's gonna be a ball.
Oh,
you're gonna look like Saul from Breaking Bad because you can't call.
Oh my god. It's like watching a fish out of water, floundering, gasping for air.
Freestyle.
You want me to freestyle?
Yeah, freestyle.
Okay, okay. Honey, your bars are so bad.
No.
Restart.
No. That flow's garbage.
No, what flow?
The flow's garbage. Honey, your bars are so bad. You can't just, you have to put soul into it.
You do not.
Yes, I do. Look at your nose. Looks like a hose. Look at your eyes. I say bye-byes.
That's terrible.
Look at these lies. Calling my bars bad. You're so sad.
That's terrible, Roman. You keep freestyling like you're a master at this.
I'm a master. It's all in the confidence.
You know what? You're,
it's all in the confidence.
It's not all in the confidence.
You don't actually have to rhyme.
Listen, there are...
Look at your eyebrows. Look at your eyebrows. Look at your eyes.
There is
Look at your ears.
There
look
is
at your
extent
mouth. Look at your teeth. Look at your nose. Look at your tongue.
You're
a big-ass bong.
To where your bars are too corny.
Corny.
Where he's just like, shut up.
Corny. You call my bars corny. All right, give it a shot. Let's go. Let's hear it.
Bars are so corny.
Let's hear it. You can't even do anything. You can't even do anything. You're sitting here complaining about my bars, and you can't even spill one. You can't even spill one bar.
I spilled a bar.
I made a whole verse.
I spilled a bar.
No, you didn't.
I did.
A bar is two.
Are so corny.
A bar is two.
That's not true.
Yes, that you just said a line. That's a line, not a bar.
Okay. Then let's go.
Let's go. Look at that hoodie. That hoodie's no goody. Goody little two shoes. When you walk on stage, you get all boos. Because nobody likes you. You're like a train. You go choo-choo. I put my dick in your mouth. And the feeling's not south. Because I come all over it.
Okay, there you go.
What?
You already fucked it.
Well, how
what
did
does
I fuck it?
What does it mean when something goes... Oh, never mind. That does make sense. I was figuring it more in a direction.
You see, you have to think about my bars. That's why they're so genius. You have to think about them.
No, I don't.
You have to think. You reevaluate them, and you're like, wow.
No,
this man is a genius.
You said
he knows
put
how to spit.
Your dick in my mouth. Your bars were like five words each. It's not that hard. It's like Dr. Seuss coming up with like his books on the spot. I guess
fish, two
it's
fish,
impressive?
Two fish, blue fish,
yeah,
can't even stitch
oh?
all the bitch, because
oh?
you get
oh
all
God.
The money from the hose and the bows and then okay. all that.
You can... All right, now you just fucked it. What is that?
You just can't understand it.
You know what, whatever, I don't want to rap on this podcast. I didn't come here as a studio to start rapping. I came here to have an open discussion with you.
I'm having a discussion in rhymes.
This is not, no.
This is an exchange of ideas. Is that not what a conversation is? Is that not what a conversation is? Is that not what a conversation is? An exchange of ideas. Dominic, what is a conversation?
Exchange of words.
An exchange of words. What am I doing? When I'm rhyming? I'm exchanging words. I'm exchanging ideas.
No, you are saying words in a rhyme pattern.
With meaning. I put meaning into my bars, Dominic.
Okay, but we're not exchanging words. We're having a conversation. That's totally different.
Yeah, but I could be barring.
No.
Yes, I could be sparring. I could be charring.
Google the definition of
Laring,
conversation right now.
Carring.
You're not... No, those bars
zoning,
suck too.
Boning.
You know, you could rap on here if you wanted, if your bars didn't suck.
You're just jealous, Dominic. That's what I think.
You know what? I am jealous. I'm because you're better at rapping than me. So, kudos to you. Congratulate. Here's your round of applause for your skit, your astute rap technique.
Now it just feels off.
You ever think the slaves should come back? Kind of like a revival thing.
You mean like how they brought back
Like, you know how the 80s are kind of a trend?
Yeah, where they kept, like, bringing back dead stuff. Like,
so Jordan's... I'm thinking they just bring back slavery, you know?
I don't think that's such a great idea, though. Because, like, what if they traded? What if, like, the white people became the slaves now?
Yeah, I don't like that.
No?
Like, I know this is a bit of a hot take, but I kind of don't want to be a slave.
So then why would you think that the other that the black people would want to be slaves? I'm not laughing. You're not. I'm asking you a question.
You know, Roman.
No, I don't.
You do know.
No, I don't.
Yeah, but you do know.
I really don't.
Yeah, you could feel that. You know, in your veins.
I could feel
that.
I could feel what?
In your arteries. What do I feel? You know, in your capillaries. You know.
My capillaries? What are my capillaries
down
making
there
me feel? On my dick? I'm feeling it on my... On what? My dick is racist?
Wait, how
did you... Racist
okay,
as dick?
How'd you... how'd you compare capillaries?
Racist fucking cock. What?
Yeah, tell your dick to stop being racist. Where'd you get capillaries from?
You said capillaries.
No, I'm sorry. Capillaries to dick.
You said down there.
No, I meant down there, like, in general, like... Down there under your skin.
Well, when you say down there, you always assume that it's a penis. You always assume everything's a penis, and then when you say down there, you especially think it's a penis.
You know what? I'm sick of
this whole time I was just thinking about penises.
You know what? Let's just move on to one conversation topic I'm glad that we finally get to talk about.
Okay.
Because it's been a good time into the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to keep going, by the way.
All right.
I need to know, what's your favorite lamp company? No, put the phone down. Put the phone down. Who's your favorite lamp company? Your favorite... Turn around. Who do you think manufactures the best lamps? It's a simple question. You just say your answer.
IKEA.
Roman?
Yes, Dominic?
Roman.
They
sell the lamps. They don't manufacture lamps.
You don't know that. No, you...
Yes, I do. They're not a manufacturer.
They only make some furniture. They don't make lamps. So tell me, who's your favorite lamp manufacturer?
The Lamp Boys.
That's a good, like, top three for me. That's a good top three.
Yeah, totally. I know. They just make some great lamps.
Now, for my favorite lamp company? Gee, I can't name any off the top of my head.
Are you fucking kidding me?
let me Google a couple.
You motherfucker. So, Dominic, when we think back to how humans... were first created,
mm-hmm.
We have to understand that it comes from a place of evolutionary perspective. So we started off as single-celled organisms, and we grew to be able to understand...
I still don't know what the pancreas does, you know? Like, what's the pancreas for?
So we grew to understand and acknowledge our surroundings.
What's the pancreas for?
To be able to be conscious of our...
I'm thinking the pancreas is like trying to eat us. It's like a villain. You know, the we're sitting here like, I'm the stomach of the intestines. I move the food. And the pancreas is like, grr, I'm the pancreas. And then he tries to fight the stomach. And he's like, grr, I'm the better buddy part.
The pancreas actually filters out a lot of
the
toxins and
then the rest of the body is just like, oh no. Pancreas, no. And they all get into a big battle with
the pancreas. That's not what it is.
The rest of the body has around an average of 30 HP, but the pancreas has approximately 120 hit points. The pancreas' special move is the Excalibur swing.
Excalibur swing. The pancreas has the Excalibur now. The pancreas is King Arthur. Is that what you're telling
me? No, it's not the Excalibur. It's just called that.
Why? Who coined that term?
The pancreas.
How did the pancreas? The
pancreas like, and it's the scallywag Excalibur. I am not.
You are a mentally decapitated person. You are a retarded person.
That's not a real word. How do you say mentally decapitated?
You have mental head retardation.
That you can't say that.
Do not.
You can't say that.
You do not.
Let the record show that Roman's equally stupid.
Oh my god.
He's equally
stupid. I'm talking to a retarded person at this very moment.
You're talking to a genius. You know Kanye?
Yes. Well, Dominic, did you make an album about racism, classism, egoism, alcoholism?
I don't need to, because I made my book.
Well, your book...
Whatever you're about to say right now is going to be the biggest insult you ever give to anyone ever.
Okay. It's 4 a.m, and I'm zoning the say I'm possessed. It's an omen.
Keep it 300.
Like the Romans, 300 bitches. We're the Trojans. Baby, we live it in the moment. I've been a menace for the longest. When I am finished, I've been bonus. And you know it. And you know it. Can we talk about Yeezus again?
Yeezus.
It is a masterpiece of an album.
You know, as much as I love to talk about Yeezus, I feel like there's something a little more important on the table.
Oh boy. Water? Well, what is water?
What does water do? I mean, other than fight the pancreas and damage it about 5 HP when it enters the bloodstream.
Is that what you think? Eating is? Do you think that we eat to...
You mean, what do I know eating is?
No.
Know what I am aware that eating is?
No.
You're saying, like, think as if this isn't fact.
Because it's not.
Yeah, it's like an alarm.
No, it's not.
That's why it takes so long to shit between eating, because they're, like, doing the fight, and it's like...
Then how does the pancreas keep coming back?
Because it's like a cartoon villain.
Why don't we just remove the pancreas?
Because it's the yin to the rest of the body's yang.
What is that? What does that even mean?
The body parts would get bored if they didn't have the villain. Imagine watching Superman.
Oh my. And so from an evolutionary perspective, we can only gather that first there were apes. Now the great apes, they lived in rainforests and they used their muscles to climb trees. And that's where their natural habitat was. If they found a predator, they could just quickly climb a tree in the blink of an eye and they couldn't do anything about it. Even bears and cheetahs and other predators who could also climb trees very effectively, they can't really do anything to touch these monkeys because of how advanced they are in their muscle and bone placement. And so they could grapple onto branches and escape their predators. Now, there was these pack of monkeys that we presume actually started human civilization as we know it, who branched off and did something bold. They actually left their safe space, which was the rainforest, away from the trees, so they were at an evolutionary disadvantage.
Kind of like what your mom did last night.
They could get picked off by predators one by one, so they needed to evolve and grow. So Roman, they started to develop.
Roman, do you want to see me do the ball flip?
No.
I'm
talking about the start of human civilization.
Dude, like, fun fact, I really couldn't give less of a shit.
Dominic, I'm literally talking about how humanity started.
Other than the fact that you're lying, I really don't care. So check this out. You ready? Oh! First try.
That was pretty sick, yeah, though. That was sick.
That handshake wasn't sick, though.
No, that was a horrible handshake. Okay. And I think that's all the time we have left.
Does that conclude it? We got 43 minutes. That's actually not bad for talking about nothing this entire time.
That was not nothing. There were peanuts.
Okay, let me do it again. Let me do the thing again. Oh, wait, I'm going to do it again. Let's keep doing it until I get it.